voices of the Little Giants, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber.
Back here to Western Hall, third and fourth place game of the line. If you just missed it, Lonnie Bluss, an easy win, 80-48 over Lonnie West. Lonnie Bluss finishes now 10-4. New scoring record, Taylor Bruniga eclipsed David McGinnis. Lonnie Central, 134-129 is the former mark set there. And I was able to see David McGinnis, and going back to the days with, again, Kevin Rhodes. And the big matchup at that time was Canton Lonnie Central early in the season, and I always recall that they were state ranked. They were number one during a stretch, and one of the things that always kind of sticks out that Canton had ended up winning it, but he got the MVP of the tournament. But again, Kevin Rhodes was the outstanding player that year. Canton won the tournament, but again, Illini Central, David McGinnis had the MVP, had the big scoring mark, and that again has stood all the way until today with 134 by Taylor Bruniga. So that's quite an accomplishment in regards to that. Up hand, here we have West Hancock, 10-2 against the Farmington Farmers, 11-2. Great matchup here. And again, teams that have played at the state tournament. We did the game at Bradley at the Carver Arena, site of the state tournament there. Again, at that time, Reno Pinkston, again with Navu Kalusa with the head coach, matched up against the rivals, the Farmington Farmers. So it's a big matchup here. And again, we should find out with one of these two teams, again, a little bit of the bragging rights. Because when you take a look at these two teams, West Hancock, I think a lot of folks gave them a chance to win it. Farmington, not so much, even with the better record. They had one of the better records in the tournament, and a lot of folks didn't give them a chance. But lo and behold, here they are, falling a game short of getting to the tournament final. And both these teams play for third and fourth place honors.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting matchup, just like the last game was. I think these teams have contrasting styles. I think Farmington wants to put a little more points on the board than what the West Hancock offense, you know, usually generates. But, you know, in retrospect, West Hancock is going to be a bigger team in this game. They might want to try and pound the ball to the inside and try and get some easy baskets, or draw a double team and create some mismatches.
Eric Hicks, of course, the flashy scorer for the Farmington Farmers. They play really tremendous defense. And we'll see what the difference is against West Hancock. Reno Pinkston's ball club, Logan Dorothy. And on the perimeter, they have a couple of nice scores there with Riley Langford and also Kyle Bauman. So those are kind of the pieces as we get to the third and fourth place game. We'll kick a quick timeout. Back with the starting lineups here, Farmington and West Hancock. Back in a minute.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the faster than fast fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Back here, let's get a starting lineup. Be Kyle Bauman. He's a senior. He'll get the start tonight. Also in the matchup, Riley Langford, Colton Johnson, Drake Hamill, and Logan Dorothy for the Titans of, again, West Hancock. Their head coach is Reno Pinkston. Also a start tonight, as we take a look at their action here tonight, it'll be the Farmington Farmers, 11-2. Dylan Hayden, 6-foot senior, he'll get the start tonight. Also, Jacob Urias, he's 6'2", junior. Judd Anderson, a 5'8", junior. Jared Dupree, 6'3", sophomore. And also Eric Higgs, prolific scorer for Farmington. He is a senior, 5'11". That is your starting lineups. They are brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine in Canton, 649-1572. For a free injury screen, they fix sports injuries. Ready for some action here. Bobby, what's the keys to this game here?
Well, I think it's going to be for Farrington to have to be able to get, you know, rebounds on both ends of the court. This is a size advantage for West Hancock. And I think for them to have success, it's an up-tempo style basketball and generate a lot of points.
Tip is controlled. They get the outlet, and it goes to Drake Hamill.
That's
and
quick.
Easily, Titans get the first 2 points of the DeVorn. They're the home team, the guests of the Farmington Farmers, along with our good friends on the NFHS from Farmington on hand here tonight as well. 7:38, third and fourth place game in the balance here. Back out front, it goes to Higgs. They cut through traffic there. That's Judd Anderson. Dylan Hayden flips the pass on the opposite side to drive through traffic. Anderson will back it out. Judd looks over the defense, starts again against the Titans defense. Higgs, long range three,
and
he buried it. Eric Higgs straight on, and it's above that college line as well. And the three. Got an inside blue line. That's the high school in the tournament. The outside line's the college line, and he was above it.
Yeah, half these guys, no matter which line it is.
He don't really, does
they it? Can shoot it.
3-2, 6:56, spin move in the lane. Last touch by the Titans. They tried to go along the baseline with Hamill and Dorothy. Both of them tried to hook up there with offense.
And I think Drake Hamill would have been better off just trying to finish a shot, Leon, and let Dorothy be there for a rebound off a miss.
6:46 into the front court are the Farmington Farmers. Higgs, opposite side. Urias, again, the ball tapped away. Turnover by the Farmers.
That's one.
Then DePriest double teams to the back. They get loose. Cross the timeline. The front court, Bauman. It's a 3-2 Farmington lead. Farmington decked out, purple trimmed in the gold. White with, again, some of the black and red of the combination for Logan Dorsey. He takes it and scoop shot up and good. Couple of field goals in the early going, 4-3 in favor of a West Hancock. Third and fourth place game here in the 71st edition Macomb Holiday Tournament. DePriest down on the arc to the near side. Guarded there by Dorothy. Puts the ball on the floor. Higgs cut through as Hayden. Higgs again. Shot was no good. Dorothy with the rebound. Logan flicks the pass out the outlet to the right side. Across the timeline. That's Langford. These teams have just two losses apiece. West Hancock 10-2. Farmington 11-2. 5:33. Get a quick hand check down the lane. It gets away with it. That's going to be a field goal good there by Hamill. Drake just Hamill took the defender off the dribble.
Just a freshman.
Yep. 6-3. 5:20 mark of this opening quarter. Opposite side, and again, Higgs. You got to come guard me, big guy. Couple of trays. Quick timeout, 5:12. They're tied 6-6. Back here from Western Hall in 30 seconds.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And as watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Becker, a quick timeout. Again, it's a 5:12 mark. Exciting basketball finished up. Fifth, sixth place game. Illini Bluffs won it 80-48. Oh. This is for the third and fourth place honors. The Titans offensively get across the timeline. Langford picked up there defensively by Judd Anderson. He turns in the opposite direction off to the left. Quick pass that goes to Colton Johnson. Logan Dorothy, little head fake there. Cut off there. Good job by DePriest and a little head fake. He bit on that. And then the shot no good by Dorothy. And again, Logan Dorothy feeling a little bit of frustration. I've seen in a couple of games in his tournament. That's going to be a foul against Logan Dorothy. It's going to be his first.
I mean, the young man's got the size and the length. He needs a little bulk to go with that, Leon, to do a better job fending off opponents to get that position down low.
Not only us, but a lot of the radio people and everybody keeping scores, everybody involved in that. You got to be getting things, whoa, man, we're getting down to the close of the finish here. And I know lots of folks are dragging butt here from time to time. DePriest shot is blocked. He gets it right back, takes it, very active. Then a push along the baseline. We'll see who it's going to be against. Either it could be Hamill.
I think it's on Dorothy.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep, they did call the foul there against Hamill.
I thought they were going to get Dorothy with the
push. I know. They could have been easily there, both in the same area. Their backs was to us. 4:25, the inbounds comes out front. Judd Anderson. Again to Priest. He always fools me. He always looks like he wants to shoot the ball out there, Bob. I might ask him sometime. You ever think about really shooting it, or is that just the way your movement? From the elbow, Higgs with the field goal. Higgs off to a good start in this one. He's got eight. Oh, yeah, the Farmers have eight. They lead by two. Halfway through this opening period. Good to be with you to call the game. Bob Wangerly on River along with the Farmington MFHS. Good to have those folks over in the opposite balcony area over there. Hi from Western Hall. I don't know what he was calling, but he called hold on Jared DePriest. So a foul. Substitution coming in. It's Nick Johnson. So Mike Rutledge a little bit ago. So his father and always back to the heydays. First trip really since really the 70s did Farmington make to the state tournament in that group. Went to the Assembly Hall in Champaign. Kevin Stevens and I were able to cover that one of the first times. Down the middle of the lane, Riley Lankford. Coach Tom Wiersbus with the part of that group. Of course, the head coach, 3:33 here. 8-8 is our time. That's Higgs, top of the key. Off the dribble. In the lineup is Nick Johnson. He cuts through. Also in the lineup is Threl Anderson. Off the near side, Judd Anderson. Exchange Higgs and Dylan Hayden. That's the five for the Farmers. On the exchange, a lot of motion, a lot of movement. Going to use the forearm. Got a foul the opposite side. Colton Johnson using the forearm. And he gets called for that. Substitution, Jacob Urias checks in. 3:11, opening period. Third and fourth place game on the line tonight in this Macomb basketball tournament from Western Hall on the campus of WIU. Reno, Reno just turns and shakes his head. It's like, they just don't do what I want them to do, what I said to do, right? Back out front, trying to change the defense. Also in the lineup for them, and look at their, have Cal Bauman defending. Long three, opposite side by Higgs. Loose ball, kicks out. Down the lane, they leave him open. Jumper, left side, rimmed it no good by Rutledge.
Be over the back on Nick Johnson.
Again, Jaden Rutledge, the freshman, getting a stretch of play. That's going to be against Nick Johnson. Here at the 2:55 mark. Opening period here in this contest. We got one more to bring you. That's game 26. Should be a good one. Canton Pittsfield for all the marbles tonight. First time the Little Giants have been in it since 2009. 2:48. That's Bauman across the timeline. Picked up there defensively by Hayden. Coach Jeff Otto down on the opposite end bench. Dogan Dorothy comes up short. High with the rebound. Nice job by Threl Anderson. And left it behind him at Eric Higgs. Hustling after it. Brings it across the timeline.
Quick just got that one.
To this near side. You'll give it to your shooter. Rimmed it out. No good. Logan Dorothy snags it. Off the bounce. And the ball deflected. It will go in the other direction. With 2:19 left here in the first period. Substitution. He had the lineup. He got Riley Lankford. Higgs will sit. And Judd Anderson will come in. Trying to keep some fresh legs. 2:19. Saw a lot of threes shot in that fifth, sixth place game. We'll see how this affair goes as well. Into the front court off the fingertips. It's a turnover right over the fingertips of Johnson, second by the Titans. Jacob Urias. Again, the entry from the left wing outside.
Kind of a mismatch.
Yep, Nick Johnson, top of the key. Takes his man, kicks it to the near side. Three ball, no good by Nick. Outlet it goes by, again, by Johnson. Down the lane, shot no good by Bauman. Logan Dorothy tried to tip two, didn't get it to go. 8-8 is our tie. Minute 36 of the first period. Lob it high post. Get a turn, square up, keep your pivot foot. Now Threl Anderson, who gives it up, goes the opposite side. pass from Urias and a travel call on the part of Farmington. That's a pair of turnovers by the Farmers. Minute 21, DePriest checks back in. And that's pretty much the same kind of rotation we've seen a lot in this tournament by Coach Jeff Otto. You know, using a lot of bodies, folks in and out of the lineup.
Stay fresh that way.
But more so tonight as well.
Yeah, two games in one day.
Yep.
Yeah.
With a minute 18, across the timeline with the basketball's Langford. Now out front it goes past to Johnson. Lob it to Logan Dorothy to the post. Opposite side, that's Langford for three. Too strong. Same spot where he just left was vacant, and the ball kicked over that far corner.
Oh, you're shot, young man.
Yep. Eight apiece. Trying to break the tie here. Field goal to a three. Opposite side, Jacob Urias. They're covered up. He hasn't had a good look to shoot the ball yet. Higgs is all of their points. Couple threes and a field goal.
That's carry.
And a double dribble.
Could have been a carry
by Farmington.
On.
Yep. Three turnovers by the Farmers. Substitution. And again, Jack Fletcher wears number three tonight. Usually he's been double zero from time to time.
Depending on which uniform they wear, yep.
Eight apiece, or if he forgot one, and then he's got the other one, depending on which color they have. And so
trying to trick the opponent.
Eight apiece, 33-second mark here. Out front. Now back it out. Langford. Coach Reno Pinkston got away with a little high dribble there. Everybody goes ooh and ahs. Down the lane. Three lane scoop shot. Nice move by Riley Langford. Defense won one way. He took it the opposite 16-second mark. It's West Hancock 10. Farmington 8. Farmers take a timeout. Back with their coverage, third, fourth place game for Macomb in 30 seconds.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
16 seconds remain in our opening period, along with the Farmington NFHS. Their crew is on site tonight. Bob Wagner, Leon Griver, good with you. And on WBY's Let It Roll, and they finally pick it up, and they still have it. There he goes. Picked it up. Time runs. Eric Higgs in the front court. High screen by DePriest. I like him a lot. He does a lot of little things for him. Down the lane, scoop shot with the left hand. Pretty nifty by Eric Higgs. He's got 10. We're tied again.
Walk.
Again, a walk on
travel.
The opposite side.
Yeah.
A travel now with 1.5. We saw today with 2.6, or no, it's less than that. When it was
2.6.
Yeah, 2.6. The game it was ended with the Illini Bluffs winning the game today, 68-66. 10 apiece, 1.5, the inbounds. Again, DePriest. Backcourt, that might have been the wrong decision. Lofts it, banks it, comes up short. We're tied, 10 apiece in the third place game. Farmington and West Hancock hooked up. Second period when we return in 1 minute.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with. No matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will ya?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
Second period about to begin. Welcome back to our coverage. Bob Wagner, Leon Griver coming up. After this one, we'll have the Little Giants versus Pittsfield title game. That'll be on the line tonight at around 9:30. So late night of high school hoops for you tonight. Cut through on the motion. Urias back out front. That is Fletcher. Judd Anderson. DePriest is open momentarily. Higgs, head fake from the elbow. DePriest puts the ball on the floor. Finds an open player out front, Judd Anderson. They'll reset, try to get to the post. Bounce pass and a steal. Good heads-up play there by Furtado. Four turnovers by the Farmers. Just underway, second period, and coast-to-coast, the opposite side. Layup is good by Langford. He's got six, 12-10. Farmington tries to come back. Higgs missed the shot. 7-11. Feeling good about themselves. Titans. Opposite side of the floor, a little funky-looking wrist shot there by Furtado. Saw that earlier in the day. That's the most unconventional look we've seen for three.
Say, it's not the average-looking jump shot, but it's an effective one.
6:53. They open up a lead of 15-10, biggest of the game against the Farmers. Opposite side, Farmington. Skip pass to this near side. That's Higgs. They try to isolate him. Logan Dorothy, crossover by Higgs, beat him, elbow shot good. He is pretty smooth, young man.
All he needs is some separation, yep. Leon, and he's going to put it up.
15-12, first half basketball, 6:23 of the second period. Out front they go man-to-man, Urias, Hamill. Back in the lineup for them, opposite side you get Langford who's ready to shoot, see him get the feet set, 6'10". Lob it opposite side. Farmers extend the zone defense. Back out front. Ball is kicked. Hamill tried to go back cut there to Logan Dorothy. Back in the lineup. And again, Jaden Rutledge, the freshman. He's starting to see a little bit more playing time last game or two. Came in and knocked down the big three. 5:59, the inbounds will come from the Titans, opposite side of the floor. That's Hamill, takes it, and a shot in and out, no good. Hamill back up. You know, one of the things we talked about, that being a freshman, well, I tell you, he just handles himself so well.
Does.
Drives along the baseline. That's going to be, Tell you what, the thing about it is, I think the defensive player kind of fell back a little bit, but there was good contact made for the offensive end of it.
It was either that or he came under as one of the two.
Yep. I think he was moving under. Might be the more proper way. That's going to be a foul going to be against Judd Anderson. He'll send Hamill to the free throw line. He's got it.
A little body angle to get that one to drop.
5 points by Drake Hamill. He's a freshman. So that's a guy that we'll keep looking at the next few years. Future for this basketball program. 16-12 Titans. And a shot off the baseline in Higgs. Again, you can see Reno Pinkston says that keep your feet on the floor, man. You can't go up in certain stretches.
Man, the other comment was do not watch the ball.
That's going to be at Hamill. It's his second.
You tend to forget who you're guarding.
Again, it'll be Higgs to the free throw line. Sinks that opportunity. One of those games, when you take a look at the score, he's got all 13 points.
Crazy, isn't it?
Trail by 16-13. Have a chance to cut in that. Higgs swishes the second free throw. Definitely all tourney material there.
Yeah, I agree.
16-14, 5:33. Again, trying to get across the timeline. Langford does against Hayden. 5:27 of the second period. Down the lane, Langford, and that's going to be a charge. That should be. That's pretty obvious in that one. If that's not called, Langford just plowed right over the top, fourth turnover by the Titans. Take a look at the action here from the Macomb Holiday Basketball Tournament.
Tied up or take the lead.
Yep. Final game here will be played at around 9:30. Of course, Canton taking on Pittsfield. More folks from Canton making their way into the building. 16-14, 5 minutes remaining in the second period. Hamill comes out and defends against Judd Anderson. He'll switch out there. Kind of fall back in kind of a 3-2 look. Get a block by the Titans. That'll stop play here.
Furtado.
Yep. And again, it's Tony Furtado. Substitution, you got Colton Johnson in the lineup. Try to keep bodies fresh. Both these squads and coaches are trying to do that. 4:53. Farmington will inbound. Looking at Urias. Count is on. Higgs. Defense just dares him to shoot it, and he says, oh, man, just give me a little bit of a window here. Kicks it to the near side. Urias.
He needed that.
Good. Three there. Jacob Urias.
He struggled earlier today.
So that's the first points other than Eric Higgs got the three. 17-16. Farmington retakes the lead with 4:29. Second period. Opposite side, Bauman. Takes his man off the dribble, rolled it up, and it goes in. Kyle Bauman with his first field goal. 18-17, we're back and forth in the second period.
He likes to attack the rim, Leon, and throw that little runner.
4:14, Dan out front with the possession. Urias looks over the defense, kicks it out. Higgs, if he shoots that one, it makes it, man. That's well worth the money to see in this tournament.
They wouldn't put it past
him. Well worth it to see it, wouldn't it?
Nice skip pass.
Again, skip pass this near side. Contact made. With that dribble, it's Jaden Rutledge. Saw him shoot a three. One of his first points as a varsity player. 3:44. Top of the key. That's Higgs. Judd Anderson. Farmington offensively. High screen. Was going to pick and roll. And Higgs. Nothing but net. Higgs is on a streak tonight, man. Playing really well. 2018 Farmers advantage. Coach Jeff Otto takes a full timeout. 3:31 of the second period. Farmington timeout. They lead by two. Back in a minute.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Fourth place honors. Head fake off this side. It's Dylan Hayden through traffic. Nice move. A little head fake there underneath. Nice shot again by Dylan Hayden. 22-18. Farmington up by four at this stretch. 2:47 of the second. Again, it's Hamill. Strong move for the far corner. Young freshman blew by the defenders. Seven in this game by Hamill.
I like his game.
Yep. 22-20. Again, we got a five count. Westfield against the Farmers, not advancing the basketball with 2:31. That's five by the Farmers in the turnover category. If you're Canton folks here, it's a long wait to that 9:30 time. They want to get things going tonight.
Put them in our shoes.
Absolutely. 2:29. Again, into the half court. Bauman almost a steal by Judd Anderson. Gets great proper position. Almost made the steal. Langford now with the Titans with 2:16 on the clock. Dribble there was Furtado. And a high bounce. And Urias almost got it. Hamill, loose ball on the floor. He's having some problems. And then he needs a timeout. The freshman had the mind enough of him. He's got a big upper body too, man. You look at him a little closer. Quick timeout here, 2:03. 22-20, Farmers lead a West Hancock. Back here in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was the perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Up by two, Farmers play the D along the baseline, little head fake. And again, it's Hamill with the field goal.
Runs into a wall and shoots a fadeaway.
That's a pretty good sign with the freshman after making a little bit of a mistake here. 9 points in this game, 22 apiece, three ties in this opening half between the Farmers and the Titans. Third place game on the line. Now between the circle, lofts the pass to Dylan Hayden. Open up the dribble, leans in, nice little move there, and no good. Shot was attempted there by Jaden Rutledge for a freshman. Body control.
Hey, no problem with the shot attempt.
Nope. With a minute 28.
Just couldn't get it to draw.
Got Higgs. Got a little bit of a breather there. Good play by Jaden. Rutledge there on that move with a minute 28 before halftime. Second quarter basketball tonight from Western Hall. Off this near side with the possession, it's Johnson. Bauman takes it. Took a little high bounce, and then it got it blocked. Here comes the Farmers, Urias. Lefty, Judd Anderson. Now reverses the near side, Dylan Hayden. Trying to find the balance of their offense. Three on one side, Higgs lofts it. In and out, no good. Good look by Higgs. 22 apiece.
Look good on the release.
Front court, the double to Bauman. Hamill opposite side, also Langford. Near side here is Johnson. Quick pass, ooh, almost a steal. Opposite side. They try to get posted up Hamill. Again out front here. Couple of guards off this near side. That's Johnson with a three, no good. Battling for it. Who gets it? That's underneath. That's Threll Anderson on the rebound. 27 seconds left, second period. Nearing halftime will be coming up here on WBYS. Bob says, yay.
We could use a little halftime.
Always looking for that little break in the action here. Little Giants will get a chance to shoot. They're dressed and ready to go in the opposite end bleachers. 22 apiece with 5 seconds. Farmington, Higgs step back three, and he buried it.
Man.
He is just uncanny.
He won it tonight.
Again, he has 20 in the first half of the Farmers, 25. They lead at half, 25-22. Our halftime here from Western Hall in Macomb is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser. Don't forget, the Monocle's is open on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Back with the halftime stats and the scoring, it's 25-22 in favor of Farmington leading West Hancock. Back in 2 minutes.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Lani and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Canton Little Giant Basketball on WBYS, AM 1560, 93.7 FM. Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com.
Backer coverage of the 71st annual Macomb Holiday Basketball Tournament. Ballots have been collected by not only the media tournament committee, they'll be tabulated, and for the MVP and all tourney team selection, that'll be announced following the championship game. Will be coming up later tonight. And I think it's, being a Canton fan, of course, you'd like to see Cooper Smith, but I think breaking a record, that's going to push a lot of voters, people to Taylor Bruniga. And I kind of got that feel now, don't you, Bob? That's a possibility?
Oh, it's always a possibility, yeah.
You know, what's your kind of thinking returns to? Because people kind of, you know, in his production, don't get me wrong, it was really good this tournament, you know, regardless of, and I think he lives up to that. But MVP more than just scoring. And I think because you have Cooper Smith who facilitates, he fills a lot of the stat sheet numbers and gets his team involved, makes his team a lot better. But so does Taylor Bruniga. I mean, either one could be really an argument for a good cause for being MVP.
Well, I mean, you look at Taylor Bruniga's game, and it's score-first mentality, and he does just that. You know, he sets the all-tournament record for points scored. He sets the all-tournament record for free throws made and attempted. And, you know, he's a vital part of what they do offensively. And, you know, they finish the tournament, you know, with a 3-1 overall record. And you look at what Cooper Smith has done, double-digit scorer, near double-digit rebounder, you know, block shots, gets assists, you know, defends the best player on the opponent's team. And, you know, right now we're going through the championship game without a loss yet. So it's really, you know, pick your poison. Do you go by the points scored and the 3-1 record, or do you go by the undefeated part of the tournament so far and what you've done as a whole, not just offensively?
And we'll know a couple hours from right now as everything will come to an end here with the 71st annual tournament here again here on WBYS for the coverage. Halftime stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Check out the experience, quality, selection, and excellent customer service, Canton and Elmwood. Let's look at the first half numbers there, Bobby, from the stat sheet.
All right, Leon, for Wes Hancock, they're at 10 out of 21 in field goals, 47.6%. They're 1 out of 4 in three-point shooting, 25%. 1 out of 2 in free throws, 50%. 11 total rebounds, 4 offensive, 4 first-half turnovers. For the Farmington Farmers, shooting 9 out of 18, 50%. Three-point shooting, 5 out of 10, also 50%. 2 for 2 in free throws for 100%. 9 total rebounds, 2 offensive, 5 first-half turnovers.
Take a look at, again, score tied 4 times, lead changed 7 times. Biggest lead, Farmington by 4. West Hancock had a 5-point lead. Scoring individually had Farmington 20 by Eric Higgs, 3 by Jacob Urias, and Dylan Hayden with 2 for their 25. 22 by West Hancock. He had 9 by Drake Hamill, 2 by Logan Dorothy. He's been pretty quiet in this first half. Offensively for them, 2 by Cal Bauman, 6 by Riley Lankford, and 3 by Tony Furtado. Halftime stats throughout the season are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings, Canton, and Elmwood. Bob and I get a little bit of break. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, get you ready for the second half of basketball. It's Farmington out in front, 25-22, third-place game on the line when we return in 3 minutes.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student-athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
A home and away tradition for Canton Little Giant basketball since 1968. WBYS, streaming online, 1560WBYS.com.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Well, stretch break, whatever we need to do, get late for a night of basketball here. Second half basketball, Farmington, 25-22. Along with us, good folks from the Farmington NFHS tonight, our coverage. WBYS listeners back in the Fulton County area, good to have you. And online, 1560WBYS.com. And we'll have the Canton-Pittsfield game for you coming up at around 9:30. We're about 15 minutes at the conclusion of this game. Out front, the perimeter is guarded there by Higgs. He had a good first half, 20 offensively. Cut to the basket, Logan Dorothy. We talked about being silent. They got in the ball, first possession.
Yeah, he needs to be a little more assertive in the low post offensively.
Gets a little lazy, I think, with the usually that's a pretty good tandem, though, him and Hamill. 2 points, second field goal to the game by Dorothy. Along the baseline to Priest, kicks it. Urias left corner, rims it out, no good. High with the rebound, Logan Dorothy. A little bit more assertive, but he got his rear chewed out.
I'm sure he
probably
did.
Probably standing around a little bit in that first half of basketball. 25-24. Farmington plays the D. Left wing into the hands of Bauman. Logan Dorothy flips the pass with little emphasis on it. Back out front here. Urias steps out. Again, guards the guy. Steal. Oh. That was pretty close. I think you just have to let those. But those are the type of things Jeff likes to reward his players for, man. That kind of effort right there defensively. Didn't let it play out. Swings the pass to Hamill. Oh, he took another dribble. That was a double dribble. The guy said that it was touched.
By who?
And again, Hamill gets the field goal.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody touching that besides
that's
himself.
What the official on
that's
the
all.
Side what he said.
That's all what he did. I just don't agree with it.
6:41. Hayden opposite side. Higgs covered up. Draw some attention there. Dylan Hayden, little head fake opposite side. Urias sets the three. Rimmed it out. No good. Put back Judd Anderson in an attempt. fight for it. Tie up. Hell ball. Dorothy and Hayden.
Stays with the Farmers.
Hey. 6:28 of this third quarter. Everybody grabbing some popcorn. I bet you those folks have ate some popcorn. I know you have during this tournament.
I've had a couple for 20.
Opposite side. Dribble. Uriah's cut off. Back out front. Jed Anderson drives through the paint. Flips up the little circus shot. No good. I don't think that's exactly what Coach Otto wanted to see.
He looks a bit perplexed.
So what are you doing?
He's like, I didn't know we called a game of horse.
And then a hole and a foul. And they call it against Dylan Hayden. So it's the first of the half. And it's 26-25. West Hancock with the lead. 6:06 of the third.
Oh, travel.
Back out front. Some things, just like Phantom sometimes. You think they see it, sometimes they don't. It's amazing. Hamill turns, spins in traffic. Freshman cut off. Off the glass, no good. Fights for it, Hamill. You look at Logan Dorothy and Hamill. You know, Logan Dorothy is just a little bit taller, just a smidge taller than him. And you look at the freshman Hamill, his upper body as a freshman already developing. I mean, he really is going to be a nice-looking player.
We'll be saying a lot of his name over the years to come.
Judd Anderson commits a second foul. Free throw is good by Drake Hamill. Free throw opportunity coming up. 12 in the game. 5:50 left in this third period. A few more folks starting to roll in here in this final nights of the holiday tournament. Free throw is no good. Also in the lineup, Jack Fletcher, Eric Higgs, Judd Anderson, Hayden, and also who is out there, as we mentioned. Take a look at who is the other one. Also, it's Jaden Rutledge. Shot to this near side. That's a three ball good by Judd Anderson. Judd Anderson gets them rolling here. 28-27 puts the Farmers back on top by 26. Big three ball there by Judd Anderson. Bauman gets the high dribble. Gets away with that. Back out front. Quick pass. Little bump from underneath. And we'll see who the Farmer foul is going to be willed against.
It's on Rutledge or Fletcher. One of the two.
Rutledge. That's his first. Team third. Second half basketball are calling this third, fourth place game. Out front, into the hands of Langford. Higgs picks him up defensively, gets in that crouch there defensively. Behind the back dribble there. Higgs tried to knock the ball away, pecked it to Hamill. Bauman drives through traffic. Up and no good. It's going to be a player control taken to charge. The big freshman. That's number three, Jack Fletcher, taking the charge.
Turnover number five for West Hancock.
28-27, 5:02. Farmers lead by one. Backcourt, Judd Anderson. Picked up here by Bauman. And through the right side, that's Fletcher. Rutledge, going to pull the trigger, top of the key. Hands off to Dylan Hayden with 4:45. More folks coming in the building here for tonight's championship night. Canton and Pittsfield. Should be a great matchup for you coming up on the nightcap. Eric Higgs curls, shoots it up and good.
Just a two.
22 in the night. 30-27 in favor of the Farmers. Back and forth we go. This is the kind of the game I pretty much thought we were going to have. Pretty tight game back and forth. Not too much difference. Farmington had a four-point lead. West Hancock had a five at one time. Hamill, as a freshman, handles himself pretty efficiently, doesn't he? Opposite side, Bauman drains a three to the opposite side.
He was out there.
Long ways. And a tray gives them a 30-30 tie. Opposite side, Hayden, under the four-minute mark here. To the scorer's table will be Furtado. Ball skips, and it goes out of bounds. Right by Coach Jeff Otto, opposite end. Furtado, he replaces Colton Johnson. In Farmington, inbounds all the way opposite end here at the floor. Judd Anderson, little bump, no call. Now the exchange offensively, right wing. Dylan Hayden, they cut through two players. Kind of motion out of that. Higgs, near side. That is Judd Anderson. Missed it this time. Kicks all the way out, Dylan Hayden. Higgs, top of the key. Pass off the dribble. Jet Anderson kicks it up. Try to get the shooter open. A little bit more space. That's Higgs. Doesn't need much room.
No, he doesn't.
Dylan Hayden dribbled the ball off his leg a little bit there, and then it's a quick foul. Going to be against Furtado. That stops play here. We always think in terms when we come over here each year, all the different excitement, different games, and I tell you what, we did four opening night, did three the next night. We've already done four today. This is our fifth, right,
yeah,
of the day.
We have one more.
There's still one more to go. This might set a record, the most of maybe I've ever done over here. I think close to 14 is the most I've ever done.
We did 14 once a few years back.
Yep. 3-12, that's a ton of games following several teams.
Yeah.
Keeping it all straight. Opposite side, that's Furtado. With 3 minutes left here, third period.
Nice pass.
Again underneath, Hamill kicks it out. He just got back in the court. Furtado went down. Here is Higgs. He streaks through. Give and go. Nice job at Judd Anderson as well. He was a trailer on the opposite side of that fast break. Left to right layup. Farmington leads 32-30.
He sucked that defender in and passed it off to an open Judd Anderson for a layup.
Again, that defense started everything. You could tell they've run that fast break a few times. Again, a quick block. And that's going to be a foul. Whistle gets Judd Anderson. That's going to be his third. And again, substitution. Fletcher will have a seat. Back in the lineup, Thrill Anderson. 2:34 of the third. This is the third and fourth place game broadcast, along with the Farmington NFHS. Those guys, thanks for coming along. Get out front. Little head fake there with the possession. It's Langford. Opposite side. They go to Furtado. Hamill, the freshman, makes a move along the baseline. Ran into a brick wall. That was the defense there of Rutledge, the freshman. Opposite side, flick of the wrist. And that was a knuckleball. Missed it.
Like the old
off the left
shot.
Side of the bank shot.
But it reminds me of the old-fashioned
Higgs in
shot.
Motion. Comes right back. In and out, no good. Who gets the rebound? That is Hamill. It's either he or Dorothy using snagging those rebounds. Under 2 minutes left here in the third. Dribble along the baseline, top of the key. On the exchange, Hamill will try the three. Rimmed it, no good. Logan Dorothy tracks it down. And a reach and a foul. Dorothy lost it, and then a foul's going to be whistled against Logan Dorothy. Ball runs out to the new entrance. It's one of those exits they've made here at the Western Hall. A little different look here in the building. I think it's a positive change all around. Again, that's a foul whistled against Logan Dorothy. Third team foul in second half basketball. Minute 35, clock runs. Jacob Urias down the lane. Cuts Rutledge. With a minute 25, off the dribble, Dylan Hayden. Hands off to Eric Higgs through traffic. Kicks it off the opposite side. Sets up Urias. Three, buried it. Three, the opposite side. Jacob Urias, good way to work amongst your team to set that shot up. 35-30, Farmers up by five. Matches the biggest lead by either team in this game. Coming up on 103. Opposite side, nobody cut the baseline off. Hamill to Logan Dorothy. Feeds in there. Nice job.
He gets that ball.
The field goal.
He gets that ball in position in the low post lane. He's got a bevy of moves. He's tough to stop.
6 points. That's a good pass for the freshman here along that baseline.
It was.
35-32. Out to the arc. That's Rutledge. Drive through traffic. Kick it out. Dylan Hayden. Closing 38 seconds here from Western Hall. Opposite side. Urias from the same spot. In and out. No good. High with the rebound. Rutledge. Nice job. Quick hard pass. Head fake in traffic and shot taken underneath there by Thrill Anderson. Good little head fake and drew the contact. It's going to be a foul against Hamill. That's going to be his third, team fourth. It'll send Thrill Anderson to the free throw line. Farmington's only connected, the 2-for-2 back in the second period. That's been it. That's their third attempt.
Neither team shot very many.
No. It's been a good flow of the game. Rather quickly played game. Next one coming up. And Thrill Anderson knocks down both of the free throws. 37-32 matches the Farmers' lead of five. Closing 19 seconds, a steal. Sideline, nice job. That was by Nick Johnson. And again, layup no good by Higgs. Missed it with the left hand. With 10 seconds, across the timeline, Furtado feeds Logan Dorothy. They get a layup. Last second bucket there. Now with three, Higgs crossed the timeline with two, launches it from half court. And it comes up short. The end of three. It's Farmington Farmers 37, West Hancock 34, fourth period of the third, fourth place game. Back in a minute.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with. No matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will you?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
Here we go. Fourth period. Finishing up here, our third, fourth place broadcast. Farmington, 37-34. Title game coming up. In about 40 minutes or so, we'll have Canton taking on Pittsfield for a broadcast right here on WBYS. Out front, across the timeline, Langford picked up there by Higgs. Again, a nice little crowd continues to grow here at Western Hall tonight on a Friday night, so it should be a good crowd.
A walk.
Furtado tries the three, rimmed it out, no good. With the rebound, it's Nick Johnson. He gets the outlet across the timeline. Judd Anderson pushes it. And again, that's going to be player control. Thought it was going to be the other way, but held his ground. Judd Anderson's going to be charged with the foul. That's going to be his fourth.
Wow.
So player control and substitution. Jacob Urias will check in. 37-34, Farmers lead. 30 seconds gone by in the fourth period here. Higgs rides him to the other side defensively. Langford, double team, cuts him off. Underneath, Logan Dorothy with the layup. And again, Furtado with the assist.
Gets
him back to within one. Yes, it does. Down the lane, kick out. Opposite side, Higgs leaves him wide open, and he buried it. Good job recognition by Farmington and Higgs' teammate.
The extra pass pays off.
40-36 here. Minute gone by. He had one of the players just getting across the timeline, Colton Johnson. 40-36 here in the fourth. Long three. Spins out. Who tracks it down? Threll Anderson. Across the timeline, Higgs. Through traffic. Couldn't dribble through there. Fight for it. Loose ball. That's going to be a hell ball. 6:40 remaining. Again, it's going to be Farmington possession. And again, Farmington will inbound in half court. Jeff Otto will take the timeout. 40-36, Farmers with the lead. 6:40 remaining in our game. Back to McCombs Western Hall. It's a full timeout. Back in 1 minute.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here, full timeout taken. Had my monitor turned down there a little bit. 6:40 remaining. It's 40-36. Farmers basketball. Higgs in this game has got 25, leading all scores in the contest. Lead by four. Try to add to that. 6:30. Trying to capture third place in the Macomb Holiday Tournament. Top of the key. That's Jaden Rutledge. Can that get that lead? And they'll try to freeze it a little bit here. Brunson, a little bit of motion. Bounce pass to the near corner here. Nick Johnson. Urias, opposite corner, Rutledge. Also with the possession, Hayden and Eric Higgs. That's the five for the Farmers. A little bit more kind of the crisscross. So crisscross, one goes down the middle to the outside. Opposite side, Urias.
Lots of motion.
6 minute mark here. Try to chase you out front. Now put the ball on the floor. Now he cuts through. Back out top of the key. Nick Johnson. Ball knocked away. He retrieves it. Should be somebody open. They do to the near side. Three ball. Good. Again, Higgs to the near side from three-point land. I'll tell you what, they do make the extra pass as good as anybody we've seen.
Yeah.
5:26 here. 43-36. Another three-pointer by Higgs. Using a forearm.
That's a travel.
Yeah, it's not so much a push as he's trying to stop him from falling into him. Hayden commits the foul. It's his second. Fletcher back in the lineup. Again, Nick Johnson will have a seat.
They pick up the dribble because they know contact's coming. They travel, and there's a foul call.
5:20 inbounds. Steele, who picks it? Hamill, bucket underneath. Farmington had it stolen, and then he got it back, and Hamill shoved it up. 43-38 of the fourth. 5:04. Clock runs for the Farmers. Back out front is Urias. Jacob now in the lineup, right side. Hands off from Fletcher. Opposite side of the offense, it's Rutledge. He gets it out of the arc, picked up there defensively by Johnson. 4:45. It's a semi-delay. You're looking to, again, looking to score off of this, but run some valuable time off the clock here.
Trying to catch the defense falling asleep.
Absolutely. Higgs, top of the key, trying to take his man off the dribble. Opposite side, that's Fletcher for three. Rimmed it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Fletcher collides with the rebounder. And Fletcher going to commit the foul. That's his first and a team seventh. So bonus coming up here at the 4:22 mark. Again, this game is tied 10 apiece. Three-point difference. Most we have seen is pretty much about a five-point advantage. Neither team. Free throw is good by Hamill.
And neither team can pull away.
Nope. Next one coming up here. Judd Anderson returns. He's got the four fouls. Basketball tonight from Western Hall on championship night. And a free throw is good by Hamill. Got both of those. Back to within three of the Titans. 4:19 to the fourth. Opposite side. Higgs glides, throws the pass to Urias. Off the high screen. Hayden waits on the opposite side. Short corner. Anderson. Urias. Opposite side, you have Rutledge. Jaden waits out there in shooting form. Trying to get to the short corner over there and then back out front. Off to this left side with 3:50 left. Higgs threw some contact. No foul called. Out of the pack, here comes the Titans. On the attack off the left side. Steps through. Basket is good by Lankford. after the inadvertent, again, the pass and the turnover.
I tell you, he's out of control and regained composure just in the nick of time to make that
layup. I've seen it play like that. That's the way he plays. 325, 43-42. Farmers up by one. Urias pulls it out. Opposite side, you got the freshman Rutledge. Guarded out here, Urias. Again, Rutledge for a three. Short on that one and a push. We'll see who it's going to be against.
It's going to
be against Farmington.
No.
No, they called against Joe Reyes. Uraz commits the foul with 3:08 left here. Again, bonus coming up. This will get them right back in the game here, these free throw attempts and makes. Coming up here for Hamill. And sinks the free throw. In the game by the freshman from West Hancock. Another chance coming up here. And pretty smooth freshman, isn't he?
He is.
Pretty polished. 44-43. They take the lead. 3:06 left here. Offensively, sometimes you get you a little stagnant holding on to the basketball, and it surely has Farmington. They've been not as efficient. DePriest kicks it out to the near side. Urias couldn't get his feet set out there to shoot the three.
Well, Dorothy now on the floor. He needs to take it to the basket.
Yep. Under the shot, no good. Tapped up. Nice play there by DePriest.
See what happens?
Simple left-handed tap off the glass. Farmington up 45-44. 2:35 clock runs in this third, fourth-place game. Back out front. Swings the pass to the opposite side of the floor. It's Colton Johnson. Get a violation here from Western Hall. And it's going to go against Furtado, I think. So they called it against.
I think so.
Violation against West Hancock. Gives it the possession. Turns it over to Farmington.
Turnover number 8 for West Hancock.
45-44 with 2:16 remaining. Now it's Higgs. Takes his man off the dribble, kicks it out. Urias open for the far side. No good. Man, that would have been a big shot there for the Farmers. Up by one. Slim margin in this game here. Hamill beats this man, and easy layup by Hamill.
Gamble for the field, missing. They end up getting a layup.
He's been a handful. 46-45, Titans with the lead. Minute 48. Bounce pass to Priest. Swings it. Dylan Hayden covered up. Takes it, kicks to the opposite side. Three is short. Hand in his face was Judd Anderson. Missed a shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Farmington ball. Minute 36. Inbounds will come from Urias. Lobs it out front. Judd Anderson. Higgs turns, curls, shoots. No good. Weak side rebound by Hamill. Gone cold as the Farmington offense here. 46-45. Advantage Titans. Minute 22 left. Opposite side between the circle. Back out top of the key. Bauman to Hamill. Takes DeReese off the dribble. Shot was no good. DePriest and Hamill collide. Minute 7 in this fourth. Again, Coach Otto will take a timeout. Think things over here. Down by one with 1:04 remaining. 46-45. Back here from Macomb Western Hall after this 60-second break.
At Spooner College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spooner College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spooner College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more. Going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
104 remaining in this fourth. Farmington possession, a trail by one. Judd Anderson to the backcourt here. He'll be picked up defensively by Bowen. Trying to capture third, fourth place honors here. Farmers down by one, 55 seconds. Off the wing to the right side, Urias. Gets the ball to Higgs. He's been your hot guy throughout this contest. 28 in the game with 43. Hayden off the dribble, off this left side. Dylan Hayden now with 37 seconds, opposite side. Double team, Hayden, kind of the safety valve, trying to set it up. Higgs drives along the baseline, little head fake, slides it, threw the ball away. Careless pass, thrown away. West Hancock, one-point lead with 21 seconds. Up floor, Furtado. Quick pass, Hamill with 16. Boy, an inadvertent pass there, thrown away. And again, a quick foul by DePriest with 11.1. Coach Otto says, man, you got to foul sooner. Got to foul sooner. It's going to be the third foul on Dylan Hayden. So bonus coming up for Hamill. Drake Hamill to shoot. 11 seconds remaining here. See what happens here, the tail end of this one. Boy, they were running some clock there, and again, just an inadvertent pass. Wrong guy. Turnover by Farmington. 47-45. First good by Hamill. Next one coming up for the freshman from the Titans, and rimmed it out no good. Two-point difference. 10 seconds. Trying to get to the front court. Opposite side, Higgs with five, clears it, pass underneath, shot to Priest, didn't go, the tap no good, with two, with one, that's the way the game comes to an end. West Hancock, 47, and Farmington, 45, Reno Pinkston, and the Titans capture third place. 47-45, here from Western Hall in Macomb. We'll get to our post-game show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Back after this two-minute timeout.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hostler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Canton Little Giant Basketball on WBYS, AM 1560, 93.7 FM. Streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. Extra and it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls Radio Network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Tight game. West Hancock pulls it out. We've had a couple of tight games, late dramatics. Again, it's Farmington dropping the third, fourth place game, 47 to 45. Let's run down the stats. They're brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Again, it's Canton and Elmwood. BW, do the honors, and then we'll get the title match, Canton and Pittsfield coming up.
All right, Leon, for West Hancock, 19 out of 36 in field goals, 52.8%. 2 for 9 in three-point shooting, 22.2%. 7 out of 10 in free throws, 70%. 23 total rebounds, 6 offensive, 9 total turnovers. But the Farmington Farmers, 16 out of 42 in field goals, 38.1%. 9 out of 24 in three-point shooting, 37.5%. 4 out of 4 in free throws, 100%. 21 total rebounds, 8 offensive, 7 total turnovers.
Scoring in this one, West Hancock at 21 from Drake Hamill. Pretty impressive. One of his best outings for the freshman. 10 by Logan Dorothy, 5 Kyle Bauman, 8 by Riley Langford, 3 by Tony Furtado for their 47. Farmington's 45, 28 by Eric Higgs, 2 by Jared DeVries, 2 Dylan Hayden, 6 by Jacob Urias, 5 by Judd Anderson, and 2 by Thrill Anderson. 47-45, West Hancock captures third, fourth place honors. We'll take a timeout, finishing up our broadcast. We'll play the close, and then a two-minute break, and back with Little Giant Basketball title game against Pittsfield. That's coming up next from Macomb.
Thank you for listening to this Little Giant Basketball broadcast on AM 1560, FM 93.7, WBYS, your leader in high school sports coverage. Broadcast sponsors include Mid-Century Fiber, Nerds on Call, Davis Ford, Haynes Physical Therapy, Spoon River College, and Perkins Seed House. Sponsors also include Lozier Oil, Mid-America National Bank, Davis Buick GMC, GM Mechanical, Farm King, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, and Canton Hy-Vee, home of the Coaches Roundtable. Stay tuned next for the Little Giant Postgame Show featuring stats, scoring, and a visit with the head coach. Brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on North Main in Canton. Canton Little Giants basketball brought to you since 1968 on the voice of the Little Giants, AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.